Cattle futures paused Monday, awaiting new week direction. Auction prices started the week mainly higher. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 12th of March. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade was a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, FOB live prices were $2 higher in the Southern Plains at $185 a hundredweight, $1.50 to $2 higher in Nebraska at $185 to $186, and $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $185 to $186. Dressed delivered prices were $2 to $8 higher in Nebraska at $292 to $300 and $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $292. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.84 higher Monday afternoon at $308.88 hundredweight. Select was $1.45 higher at $298.88. Cattle futures drifted mainly lower Monday. Live cattle futures closed an average of 27 cents lower, except for an average of 16 cents higher in the back two contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 85 cents lower, from 12 cents to $1.37 lower, except for an average of 36 cents higher in the last two contracts. Corn futures closed fractionally higher to 2 cents higher. Kansas City wheat futures closed 9 to 13 cents higher. But soybean futures closed mostly fractionally lower to a nickel lower. Prices were mainly higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $5 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there were 8,011 head. At Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers sold mostly steady. The exception was instances of $5 higher for steers weighing more than 900 pounds. Feeder heifers traded $3 to $8 higher, stocker steers and calves sold steady to $3 higher, and heifer calves sold $2 to $5 higher. There are 6,750 head on offer. Steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold mostly steady to $2 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there are 3,542 head. Steers weighing 750 to 950 pounds sold mostly $4 to $6 higher. Heifers weighing 400 to 700 pounds traded mostly $3 to $6 higher, with instances of sharply higher. Heifers weighing 750 to 800 pounds sold $1 higher, and then $6 higher at 850 pounds. Turning to weekly auction summaries in the Southeast, steers and heifers sold mostly $5 to $8 higher, with instances of sharply higher in Kentucky. In Tennessee, feeder steers sold steady to $4 higher, and feeder heifers traded $5 to $8 higher. And in Arkansas, feeder cattle weighing less than 600 pounds sold mostly $2 to $6 higher. Major U.S. financial indices settled narrowly mixed Monday, as investors apparently waited for direction from Tuesday's Consumer Price Index. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 46 points higher, but the S&P 500 closed 5 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 65 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures closed from 8 cents lower to 26 cents higher through the front six contracts. Nationwide last week, feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $4 a hundredweight higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Compared to a year earlier, the regional weighted average feeder steer price for a steer weighing 600 to 700 pounds was $65.67 a hundredweight higher in the Southeast to $79.09 a hundredweight higher in the North Central region, according to USDA's National Weekly Feeder and Stocker Cattle Summary. Total trade at auction, video internet, and via direct trade last week was 306,200 head, compared to about 280,000 head the previous week and about 260,000 head the same week last year. Year-to-date auction receipts continue to be higher year over year. In the latest Cattle Market Notes Weekly, Josh Maples, Extension Livestock Economist at Mississippi State University, points out, Feeder cattle supplies are the tightest they've been in a decade and are expected to tighten further this year. He adds higher levels of cow culling and lower retention of heifers, as beef cow replacements in recent years have likely set the stage for a smaller calf crop this year. He explains the estimated number of calves produced in 2023 was 33.6 million head, which was similar to the 2014 level and down more than 3 million head since 2018. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 12th of March. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.